This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, June 12th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Senate GOP's farm bill provisions, tariff pause could be extended, and Food for Peace move next. Senate R's preserve state SNAP cost share. Senate Republicans are out with the agriculture provisions of their budget reconciliation bill. The farm program provisions track closely with what's in the One Big Beautiful Bill passed by the House in May. It includes increases in reference prices and authorization for voluntary base updates. The Senate Ag Committee also is going along with the House when it comes to forcing states to start sharing the cost of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits. But the Senate Ag Bill released last night would have a lower state cost share than the House version. Both versions are based on states' SNAP error rates. Now take note, the federal government currently pays for all SNAP benefits, but splits administrative costs 50-50 with states. The Senate and House bills would both raise the state share of administrative costs to 75%. Bottom line, the Senate Ag provisions would result in a net spending cut of $144 billion over 10 years. That compared to the $238 billion that would be saved by the House bill. Besant, tariff pause could be extended for some countries. Treasury Secretary Scott Besant said it's highly likely that some countries with ongoing trade negotiations will receive an additional stay from the country-specific tariffs past July 9th. Besant cited active trade discussions with 18 important trading partners during a hearing before the House Ways and Means Committee yesterday. He argued it is likely that those partners, quote, who are negotiating in good faith, will see their specific reciprocal tariffs suspended beyond the 90-day freeze. Take note, Besant sparred with Democrats repeatedly over both the impacts of U.S. tariffs and Trump's Big Beautiful Bill in a hearing that turned temperatures at times. Democrats repeatedly pointed to a Congressional Budget Office analysis that finds the bill would add $2.4 trillion to the federal deficit over 10 years, as well as other economic studies. But Besant insisted it remains to be seen whether the bill would add to the national debt. Besant is back on Capitol Hill this morning. He'll testify before the Senate Finance Committee, where Democrats are sure to continue their assault on Trump's trade policymaking and sweeping legislative proposals. Food for Peace stays out of USDA in the final House Appropriations bill. The House Appropriations Committee approved changes to a fiscal 2026 USDA funding bill that would keep the Food for Peace program outside the Agriculture Department. The panel approved a manager's amendment at a voice vote that contained some bipartisan adjustments to the initial draft, and one of those changes cut language that would have moved the International Food Aid Program from the State Department into the USDA. The amendment also increased funding for New World screwworm preparedness, giving recent outbreaks in Mexico and Central America. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Immigration raids rattle ag industry. Raids by federal immigration agents targeting field workers in California at a meat processing plant in Nebraska have some producers on edge, lawmakers said at a House Ag Committee hearing yesterday. Representative Salud Carbajal of California cited a statement by the Venturi County Farm Bureau that said the Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents had engaged in illegal racial profiling and raids in his district. In the statement released Tuesday, the Farm Bureau said, quote, "The conduct of ICE this morning, marked by racial profiling, intimidation, and attempts to enter private property without judicial authorization, constitute an unacceptable escalation. This approach undermines constitutional rights and directly threatens the integrity of California's agricultural economy," Rollins said during the hearing. She is working with Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remmer and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem on the issue, but added it's ultimately up to Congress to change the law. She told Carbajal, quote, "I think you'll be hearing more about that very, very soon." In addition to the action in California, ICE raided a meatpacking plant in Omaha. Representative Don Bacon of Nebraska said the raid involved stolen identities. Grocery prices jumped 0.3% in May. The cost of eating at home rose 0.3%, although the overall consumer price index was up just 0.1%. Even with the increase last month, food inflation is still relatively mild. Grocery prices are up 2.2% over the past 12 months. Two recent drivers of inflation, eggs and beef, were down in May. Egg prices fell 12.7%. Beef prices slipped 0.1%. The index for cereals and bakery products was up 1.1% last month. Prices for fruits and vegetables rose 0.3%. Andy Herrig of the FMI, the Food Industry Association, said the CPI numbers, quote, "demonstrate continued, albeit mild, volatility." Take note, Herrig said, tariffs have had only a muted impact on food prices, but remain, quote, "a factor worth watching." The increase in steel and aluminum tariffs announced earlier this month may impact packaging costs for food items like canned vegetables and beverages, as well as capital costs like store construction and heavy equipment. Iowa governor vetoes anti-carbon pipeline bill. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has vetoed a bill that would have made it harder for liquefied carbon dioxide pipelines to win approval in the state. The bill would have sunsetted permits for liquefied carbon dioxide pipelines after 25 years, while also prohibiting state regulators from renewing those permits. In a letter explaining her decision, Reynolds said the bill, quote, "combines valid concerns with vague legal standards and sweeping mandates that reach far beyond their intended targets." She also noted that it affects, quote, "all hazardous liquid pipelines, not just those that carry carbon dioxide." Now take note, it takes a 2/3 vote in both chambers to override a veto. The bill only passed the Senate by a margin, 27-22. House and Senate Aggies take to the field. Since 1909, the congressional baseball game has been an annual bipartisan event in Washington. The House Ag Committee was well represented on the field last night. Representatives Sharice Davids of Kansas, Don Davis of North Carolina, Shelmy Figures of Alabama, Adam Gray of California signed up for the Democratic team. Representatives Mike Bost of Illinois, Kat Kamick of Florida, Randy Feenstra of Iowa, Brad Finstead of Minnesota, and freshman Dave Taylor of Ohio enlisted for the GOP game. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa also played for the Republican team. Capitol Hill Ice Cream Party showcases dairy industry. The International Dairy Foods Association hosted its annual ice cream party yesterday. This bipartisan event brings everyone together to enjoy some fun, connection, and of course, a scoop or two of America's favorite frozen dessert, said IDFA President and CEO Michael Dykes. This annual event brings together members of Congress, their staff, executive branch officials, and industry leaders. It comes on the heels of a new survey results about the ice cream preferences of Capitol Hill staffers. In the survey, when asked what ice cream flavor best describes Congress, 43% of respondents chose Rocky Road. anything but smooth. American ice cream makers contribute $11.4 billion to the U.S. economy, that according to the IDFA's recent Dairy Delivers report. Here's today's final word. There was no incentive to actually do their books right. That Senate Ag Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas defending the state cost share requirement. Snap. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, June 12th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chop Dowling.